Okay, good morning. Good morning, Jonathan. So Yeshaya in Parak Aleph compares tshuva to two different colors of white. White, of course, is the color of tshuva. Red is typically the color of chet. Why is red the color of chet? In part because many of our sins are driven at some level by our bodily needs, and the body is driven as basically blood. White is associated with purity and tahara. So Yeshaya describes the process of becoming whitened through tshuva through two different parts of our world which are white. One is wool and one is snow. The introduction we'll leave off to the side for the moment. If your sins will be like a red ribbon, Shani was a red ribbon. I will whiten them like snow. They'll be red like a worm, a red, bloody looking worm. They'll become white like wool. What's the difference between tshuva of wool and tshuva of snow? Different types of white. What's the difference? Anyone have any ideas? Why does Yeshaya both discuss a tshuva whose whiteness is compared to snow and a tshuva whose whiteness is compared to wool, darkened wool that you cleanse? What would you say? You can say this pasuk every davening in Yom Kippur. I'm trying to give you familiarity with all these pasukim. What do you think, John?
The snow is that comes like little by little, and wool comes all at once, maybe.
Okay, so very good. The white snow falls in stages. The white wool all gets cleaned at once. So tshuva is a process. It's staged. You shouldn't expect it to happen immediately. It happens over the course of 40 days. It happens over the course of the entire Yom Kippur. I can't imagine your tefillah and ilan will be similar to your tefillah smarav. I can't imagine your 10th vidui will be similar to your first vidui. And it happens over your life. You can't assume that at the age of 18 or 19 you'll be able to perform the same type of tshuva as you will when you're 30 or 40 or 50. So there's a gradual approach as opposed to the wool that gets cleansed. All the hairs get cleansed at once. Okay, so that's one difference. That's another difference. Another difference is that the snow falls from Shemayim. Becomes white without any human effort, whereas the wool requires human industry to cleanse, to purify. Part of our davening, believe it or not, as strange as it sounds, is you may reach the point of your HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't even have the ability to perform a proper tshuva. I'm asking you to help me with tshuva. I'm asking you to help me find parts of myself, purify parts of me, maybe come into my heart and perform tshuva for me. Which is reminiscent of another pasuk we recite as part of the series of psukim on Yom Kippur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers a mitzvah, Umaltem es arlas levavchem. It's in Parshas Egev. Umaltem es arlas levavchem v'arpachem lo sakshuol. You should perform milah. You can circumcise the foreskin of your heart. Which typically means to open your heart to tshuva, to rebuke, to chastisement, to honesty. But what do we recite in the Slichos? Taken from Parshas Nitzavim, not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's request, Umal Tem is Arlas Levavchem, but Umal Hashem Elokecha as Levavcha Vizlevav Zerach Hashem, you be the Mohel. You come in. I can't even do that. I can't even remove the foreskin of my heart. I can't even create myself as a listener. I need you to remove all that foreskin and help me perform tshuva. So sometimes, as strange as it sounds, because tshuva is really an implementation of Bechir Chavshis. Bechir Chavshis is human will. Human will is autonomous of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you can ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for assistance in tshuva, just like Hashem can deprive people of tshuva. That was Paro's onish, according to the Ramban. He had been so brutal and so cruel that Hashem put him into a space that he deprived him of his ability of tshuva. Hashem removed his Bechir HaKadosh. He took away his freedom of choice. You can willfully suspend your Bechir HaKadosh and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't even have the ability to employ my Bechir HaKadosh in this respect. Please, send down the snow, because I'm incapable of cleaning the wool. It's the second difference. It's not just gradual versus immediate, not just immediate, but all at once, but also another difference, heavenly white or human industry created white. Third difference? Yes, sir. when you cleanse wool, you actually turn the wool white. Snow doesn't turn anything white. Snow just covers it. The ground isn't white. The ground is black. The ground is brown. The ground is green. Whatever surface is covered, it is covering the surface. Snow just covers it with white and it fades. Sometimes our tshuva can be very, very authentic and internal, and we can cleanse ourselves. Sometimes part of tshuva is covering our sins. In the introduction to Musaf, when the Chazan says his piece, the Alkol Shai, on all my sins, and he's speaking on behalf of the Jewish people, Tichase Ahava, I like to cover them with love. Part of tshuva and part of Aser Semei tshuva is not just improving yourself and purifying yourself, but saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm incapable of altering some of my behavior. I really want to, but I can't. But just love me. I'll perform mitzvahs, I'll daven Shmoneh Esrei better. So there's a minute during Aser Semei tshuva, be a little more makbid on fill in the blanks, brachos, davening, lashon hara, yirchas hamazon, talmud Torah, whatever it may be. Are you trying to fake HaKadosh Baruch Hu out? You'll be specially makbid during Aser Semei tshuva, and then after Yom Kippur, you'll revert to your old habits, and that will really accrue credit. Are you trying to reinforce the relationship that you have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Am Yisrael has with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just love me? When you love someone, you're willing to overlook a lot of flaws. That's what love does to you. And you're first discovering love in your life. That's why it's so important to discover love. And to a degree, when you fall in love with a woman, then that will open up other abilities to love for other people. That's why it's so important, because it's a paradigm of love, and you can translate. Rabbi Akiva translated his love for his wife to his love for his people after the Chakamacha, and translated his love for Israel, love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after the Shem HaKecha B'chol Levav B'chol Nafshecha. So love is you learn about love in part by excelling in one area of love, and then you transpose it to other areas of love. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Gashel Gelbinu, to a degree we're capitulating, I don't have the ability to cleanse the wool. Please cover my sins with snow and make our relationship appear white. And even if that fades, snow melts. Even if it will fade, at least the love we felt will reestablish our relationship, and you'll be able to overlook certain flaws in my character. The three differences between snow and wool. One, Jonah, very good. Gradual tshuva versus comprehensive and all-in-one encompassing tshuva. Number two, a tshuva that you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to assist, as opposed to a complete tshuva, a human effort. Number three, an inherent tshuva versus a cover-up in which the snow just provides a glistening white, but underneath you still have certain flaws that you hope to get rid of as best you can. But even in the absence of that liquidation or termination, you ask it to be covered by snow. Okay, so have a snowy day, everyone. There will be snow this year, maybe.
Shear is at